Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Welcome once again to your favorite devotional moment right here on the Winning Everyday podcast, the place where faith meets real life and hope comes alive in your heart. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Whether you're commuting, walking into work, getting the kids ready, or just taking a quiet moment to start your day, know this: you are in the right place at the right time. Let's dive right in today with a powerful and comforting topic that I know will bless you deeply. Our topic for today is God's provision in every season, trusting Him to meet your needs. And our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, which say, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Back in 2008, during the global financial crisis, Chesley Sullenberger, a veteran airline captain, found himself in a life-or-death situation. Shortly after takeoff from New York's LaGuardia Airport, his plane lost both engines due to a bird strike. With no power and no runway in sight, he calmly landed the plane on the Hudson River, saving all 155 people on board. What many people don't know is that Sully had spent years meticulously preparing for moments just like that one. He trusted his training, experience, and instincts. But more than that, many survivors said that as the plane was going down, they began to pray. And somehow, in what seemed like a hopeless situation, provision came in the form of peace, skill, rescue teams, and survival. This story may not mention God directly, but when you look at it with the eyes of faith, you'll see it: divine provision in a desperate moment. Beloved, just like those passengers on that flight, there are moments in life where everything seems to fail at once. The income slows down, the bills pile up, the doctor's report isn't good, the job market is cold, or maybe your emotional energy is at zero. But here's the truth: God never runs out. He's not bankrupt, He's not confused, and He's not caught off guard by your needs. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Not some, not a few, all your need. Now, let me ask you something, friend. What season are you in right now? Is it a season of plenty or a season of lack? Maybe you're wondering, how can I pay this rent? Or, how will I get through this health issue? Or maybe, Lord, I've been waiting so long. Where's my breakthrough? Can I remind you of Elijah? In 1 Kings chapter 17, during a famine, God told Elijah to go to the brook where ravens would feed him. Ravens, not chefs, not humans, but scavenger birds. Even when the brook dried up, God didn't leave him hanging. He directed him to a widow in Zarephath. You see, when the brook dries, God opens another door. That's His promise: provision in every season. So if it feels like your brook has dried, don't panic. Instead, pause and pray, "Lord, where is my Zarephath? Lead me," because God always has a next step. Always. Psalm 34 verse 10 says, "The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." So here's your reflection today. Where have you been doubting God's ability to provide? Is it in your finances, your marriage, your health, your dreams? Take a moment, breathe, reflect, and release it to God. Today, take a moment to write down one area of need, and beside it write, "God is my provider. I trust Him." Put it on your mirror, your fridge, your car dashboard. Let that truth anchor you all day. As we round up, say this out loud with me. Today, I walk in divine provision. My needs are met. Doors are opening. My heart is at peace. I will not worry. I trust God completely. In every season, He is more than enough for me. Yes. Let that confession carry you into today with bold faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today because You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for the assurance that you see our needs even before we ask. I pray for every listener today, those in tight places, those trusting you for breakthroughs. Lord, surprise them with your goodness. Open unexpected doors. Calm anxious hearts. Strengthen their faith. Let provision flow in every area where there is lack. Bless their day. Guide their steps. And let peace reign in their hearts. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this devotional blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a colleague, or a family member who might need this reminder today. Let's spread hope and faith one heart at a time. And remember, no matter what season you're in, you're not alone. God's provision is already on the way. This is Winning Every Day, and I'm cheering you on because your best days are still ahead. Until next time, stay blessed, stay winning, and trust God to meet your needs.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.